Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa's Fragrance and Such. Lisa's Fragrance and Such is focused on providing high-quality, all-natural products at the best price. Fragrance oils such as Heat Kiss Essence, Lacoste Essence, Creed Essence, and much more. We carry lotions, shower gels, body sprays, and sugar scrubs, custom-made to your liking. Our mission is to provide the best products to our customers at the lowest prices possible. Visit us at www.lisasfragranceandsuch.com. That's www.lisasfragrance.com. Or give us a call at 813-666-3826. That's 813-666-3826. Follow us on Facebook at Lisa's Fragrance and Such. The queen of natural, of natural, of natural, of natural, of natural, of natural, of natural.
That's on me, baby.
Shine on the beat.
Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. All these diamonds on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. I told he's baby, hey, double G's baby, hey, hold my jeans baby, yeah, be my peace baby, hey, if you want beef baby, hey, then you can leave baby, yeah, I don't sleep baby, hey, I'm so street baby, hey, solo key baby, yeah, and I don't guess at me nigga. I told the little niggas I'm finna boss up. These people will laugh at me, nigga. They say, little yellow, you too floss up. These niggas is after you, nigga. But I ain't making that for no nigga. Flip your ass back with little nigga. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Hey, real stiff on these niggas, I gotta be. No Twitter, but these niggas follow me. Keep that file on me. They talking about robbing me. Keep 100, bitch, you ain't got a lot of me. The same nigga robbing me. I thug with him private. I don't talk my business, keep my shit private. Can't go behind bars, got a family that rely on me. And a nigga too north, so the pistol right on side of me. I act out violently. Nigga move silently. Never been a pussy, so that shit ain't side of me. Nigga want war, war, gon' start a robbery. Young nigga doing numbers, you'll think I hit the lottery. Baby girl swallow me. Deep throat goggle me. Room around the city, that some pussy nigga shot at me. But I was out of town, yeah, seemed like a lot of me. And the money that you counting up, that shit ain't a lot to me. Fuck a shoe, mean boy. Gangsta in my jeans, boy. Walking in a shoe that you ain't never seen, boy. I don't like talk, say the chopper got a beam, boy. If bitch get the fuck, yeah, hit a nigga spleen, boy. Ain't too much power, say make a nigga lean, boy. Next year's a drug, yeah, I hear you a green, boy. Missing this red with a little bit of green, boy. Play with me if you want it, it'll be a crime scene, boy. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. All these diamonds on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that auto on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
Yes, 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 man. I'm over here jamming. All right, everybody. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Tribe Radio. This is your host, Haru. And tonight is a very special episode on a Thursday edition. I am doing my Empowerment Men Monday segment with a very special friend of mine who I'm very dearly proud of, you know, and all his accomplishments. And tonight we're going to be interviewing him about, you know, everything that he's doing within the community and also the book that he has written, which is called Catching Hell. So this is going to be a great interview with Brandon. I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Kia Warren. Kia, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Kia. Man, we was over here jamming, right? Yes, indeed. So this is going to be a very exciting interview. You know what I'm saying? This one is very dear to my heart. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring Brandon on, and we're going to go ahead and jump right on in. Brandon, you there?
I am here.
What's up, buddy? How are you tonight?
I'm good now. I was jamming right along with y'all.
Right? Absolutely, man. It's so great to hear your voice, man. Like I said, I'm so proud of you and your accomplishments and everything that you have done, you know, thus far, man. So, like just to start off, man, how does it feel to be an author?
Well, it doesn't feel any different than my everyday life. My supporters and friends and family make it more so a big deal than what I do, I feel. So mm-hmm. whenever they do, it feels good to me because they lift me up, and, you know, when I, you know, even if I feel down or whatever, I really don't care about it, they always remind me, you did something that most people do not do. And mm-hmm. when I hear those words, you know, it is uplifting. Well, you know, we're right. You know, I am pretty, you know, brilliant, I guess. I have completed something.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That a lot of people don't do. I hear a lot of people say, oh, I want to write a book, and, oh, how do I do this? And I give them mm-hmm. tips, and they never follow through. It's just like, I want what I want. So I kind of feel a sense of empowerment to know that I actually thought about it, executed, and, you know, completed it, so.
Okay, good stuff. And I remember when you was going through this whole process, so, man, this is great.
Uh-huh.
All right, so just to let anyone know, you know what I'm saying, like anyone that's listening, if you guys have a question for Brandon, you know, you want to know more about his book or anything like that, you guys can call in. The guest call-in number is going to be area code 516-387-1451. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. And yeah, Brandon, meet Kia. Kia, she's my co-host on a lot of shows. Kia, Brandon, and Kia.
Hello,
Brandon.
Kia.
Right.
How
hey.
You doing?
I'm good. Hey. How are you?
All
right.
Right.
So,
So
I do want to let all you guys know that, you know, we will be highlighting Brandon's book, and he's going to be going into detail about his book. But, Brandon, I think it's also important, you know what I'm saying, to let you guys know Brandon is also active in the Air Force. He's actually a model in addition to his author. He's also a fitness trainer as well. So, you know, we'll just touch on those, you know, just kind of briefly. But, Brandon, I kind of feel that it's important for us to kind of understand, like, kind of where it all started, right?
Absolutely.
So, oh, you also have your bachelor's in social work, right? And you're actually working with autism, right? Correct?
Yeah, I'm a behavior therapist, if you want to add that in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're adding it in right now. So, behavior therapist, and he deals with autism. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so
that ties together. Behavior therapist with autism, that's my job. And then the military, and then an author. And then I do modeling on the side, and occasionally I dance, but.
Are you really?
Nobody.
I did.
Okay.
Kid, you had something? You just
that's
like.
That's what I said. I'm like, all right now.
Okay.
Hey, man, you doing a lot of great things,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one thing I love about you, Brandon, is that, you know, you have a lot of positive energy. And I know that your friends
mm-hmm.
love you. And everywhere that you go, you know what I'm saying, you bring, like, this radiating, you know, light with you, you know? So that's one thing I've always loved about you. So, yeah.
Thank you. It comes with being a Gemini. It comes with being a Gemini.
We all are.
We all on this phone. We all Geminis.
not one of you laughing so much. Okay?
It's about 10 of us tonight, right? But yeah, do you see? Okay, so tell us about the journey and how it all got started. I know that you left for the Air Force in 2007 with your first deployment in 2009. So tell us about, you know, this is going to lead up to how Brandon actually wrote his book. So tell us about your journey of excellence, how it all got started.
From the very beginning, to say the least, I was deployed in Iraq, and over there, we couldn't leave base. We were stuck on base for like 6 months, and we were getting bombed like at least 2 or 3 times a week. And so activity was very, very limited, very limited. So I had to create new things to do with my time. I couldn't go out and have my drinks like I wanted to. Like everyone in the States, you know, they can go drink what they want to, go outside and run around, walk the damn dog, you know. Can I say damn? You can walk your dog.
No, you're good. You
know.
Can cuss on here. It's all good.
Oh, excuse me. I'll talk.
Go ahead. No. It's explicit
no,
up in here.
It's okay. But, no, I couldn't do any of the things that, you know, you two were allotted to do. I was forced to succumb to my environment. So with that being said, you know, people were sending me books, and I was watching movies, and I always enjoy doing those things in my free time if I were home, but over there, you know, I was forced to do it. You know, I had nothing else to do. So with that being said, I was reading books, and I decided to write my own. I said, hey, I got so much time, I could write my own books to make some of my very, very close friends laugh. That was my whole point of writing this book. I just wanted to make my high school friends, which end up being my lifelong friends, laugh. What can I do to make them laugh?
Right.
As you said before, you know, my energy and people around, you know, they actually like it. So I try to put my words into perspective and put them inside of a book, and that's what I started to do. So in 2009, I started writing this book, and I just thought, what would people want to read? What would make people's hair stand up on their arm? What would make people's, you know, my freaky people, what would get them going? You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I started thinking about all that dirty stuff on top of me having a dirty mind, because over there, you're not allowed to, you know, have sex. You're not allowed to masturbate. You're not allowed to have porn. You're not allowed to do any of that stuff.
So you can't masturbate? Oh, wow.
No. They said no masturbation. No masturbation.
Wow.
You know, no porn. They kept porn on your devices. You heard. Done. And you couldn't do anything over there. Now, of course, there were some bold people who tried to sneak in and hide in trash cans and have sex, but it did happen. They were hiding in dumpsters, behind the dumpsters. Like, people did get it in over there, but they snuck to, you know. It's enough to do it in nasty ass, you know?
Right. I would have been one of them.
Goodbye again.
She's so silly.
I didn't
but
know
yeah.
anything over there. I was a sweet little hand just writing smut, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
hey, that smut came to life. Yeah, they came to life. I mean, yeah. Absolutely. So, Brandon, about your book, you know, a few things that you're doing about your book. So the book is called Catching Hell, and I want to let everybody know that you can purchase Brandon's book. It's in the show notes, the link to the Amazon. His book is on Amazon, as well as a few other platforms, right?
Yeah, BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it electronically on your Kindle Fire and all that. Yeah, you can get it electronically if you want, and I know it's on Amazon. It's the main host, and then Barnes & Noble does carry it. And there's a few other off-site places that I'm not even really aware about, but they do have it. But those are the main two.
Okay, so Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But again, the book is called Catching Hell, and it's by Brandon D. Warrick, and you guys can find that book. Now, the book is an erotic fiction, you know what I mean? And we love erotic fiction, right? Because, you know, secretly.
Yeah.
So yeah, this book is very energetic. It keeps you going. So the book is about a black young couple, you know, who pretty much are doing great in the world. They're well set off. A pharmaceutical, the guy's like in pharmaceutical, right? And uh-huh. The wife actually cheated when she was pregnant. So you
wife. She wasn't okay. A wife. They were that was his girlfriend. They've been together over 5 years. And they were expecting their first child. She was a potential wife, very, very
okay.
much so, potential wife.
Okay.
But she didn't hold that title.
Okay. Well, you say that she brought a lot of drama, right?
She
so,
did.
So, like, okay. So tell us about the book.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay, so basically, on the synopsis, I wrote it's about a black couple. They're based here in Dallas. They, you know, were together for 5 years, and after 5 years, you know, she was expecting their first child together ever. Again, being unmarried and him taking possession of the pharmaceutical company in downtown Dallas, it started the chain of events. Basically, what happened is he caught her cheating while she was pregnant. And as I put in the book, with hot, wet, lustful sex. And I say that because I went into very deep detail on how he caught two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you were to purchase the book and read it, you know, I get very specific in what he saw from, you know, sounds and positions and inches
mm-hmm.
and, you know, liquids. I mean,
oh,
all
wow.
of that is detailed, you know, in the book, verbiage. You know, there's so much that I use in there that people actually classified it worse than 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I wouldn't go that far, but some people did that, you know. They had to really prepare themselves for that.
Right. I was looking at some of your interviews, and, you know, some of your friends were saying, like, oh, my God, they didn't even know that you had that in you, like it was like raunchy, like I don't know if I want to use raunchy, but like nasty,
raunchy,
very erotic.
Yeah.
Like, all right,
I was surprised
okay.
that you used those words too, because typically that's not my go-to. Like, people were surprised because I'm not really that type of person. I let my imagination take me, you know, to a different state, you know. So
okay.
that's
okay.
what happened.
Okay, great. So when
wait
you wrote
minute.
The book, you know, you said you wrote it from a small computer, you know, when you were overseas. And, yeah, I mean, it blew up. You know, it took you years, you know what I mean, to write that. Well, it took you years for it to manifest, right? Like, tell us about that whole process, you know what I'm saying, for it to get your, yeah.
So basically, it did. It took years for me to actually get it out. I did sit at a computer. I had one day off a week. I worked 12 hours, 6 days a week, and I had that one day that I would go and work out, and I would just go write. I would write, and people would see me writing on the computer and sitting there for hours and ask, you know, what are you doing? I'll tell them, you know, I'm writing a book. And so they're like, oh, my God, it's so cool. I want to read it. So that started to get it going. And so after I was completed with it, I didn't put it out right away. I just printed it off and sent it to my close friends, let them read it. They thought it was great and said, hey, you know, what are you going to do with this? So I decided to share it with other people, and they continued to read it that next year on another deployment, because I deployed it again to Korea that very next year. And I let some different group of audience read it. And they said the exact same thing. Oh, my God, boy, you nasty. Boy, this is good. Oh, my goodness. You know, they raved about it so much. And they said, you know, I can't believe you wrote this. I can't believe you wrote it. You should get it published. And I don't know about that.
Right.
But I did try to get it published. And the first time I did it, it was a flop. I made the wrong decision of going with a publisher who was not keeping my best interest at heart.
Mm.
So... That was my first mistake.
I remember that you like you were trying to, well, not only were you trying to find the right publisher, but the right editor too. Like you need an editor and a publisher. Like how does that
mm-hmm.
work? Okay.
Well, it depends on if you want to do self publishing, or if you want to do or just get it actually published with a company. I mm-hmm. tried to get it. I did self publishing first, but the company I went with again did not have my interests at heart. They wanted how it portrayed to me being a new author, it's going to be like Big and Small. You know, it's going to be, he explained it, it's going to be like Biggie and what's his freaking name? P. Diddy.
Tupac? Okay.
He said it's going to be like Biggie Smalls and P. Diddy. You know,
mm-hmm.
you produce the work, I'm going to manage you, I get more money, and you got to just work for it.
Excuse me,
he said it's going to be like a 60-40. No,
mm-hmm.
he said 80-20. He get 80%
oh,
and I get 20%.
No.
In what world?
Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
I know you weren't going for that.
I put that on everything. The Beyonce said it right. Put that on. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Right. So I didn't sign. I did not sign with that company. I decided to go to self-publishing rap, and even when I did that,
uh-huh.
I was taken advantage of. I paid this guy thousands of dollars who fucking basically butt-fucked me with no loot, in a sense.
Wow.
If you understand those terms, not that it happens, but I'm just putting it out there.
Stop
that shit
it.
Hurt.
Stop it.
You know,
stop
this,
it.
I can imagine, you know, the shit hurt.
Oh, okay.
Here getting raped financially? No lube at all.
Financially, though, yeah. No lube, yeah. That has to hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, look, I just lost my whole train of thought. So, like, what truly, I know that you told us a lot thus far, but, like, what truly, so, I mean, the question is, what inspired you to write this type of book? And then you said to make your friends laugh, and, you know, so is that what inspired you to write the book, just to make your friends laugh, or was there anything else?
Well, on top of not being able to do anything sexually, and on top of wanting to make my friends laugh, and on top of needing an outlet, and on top of trying to handle a new venture, I read The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with that book or not.
Yes,
but
it's one of my first
I read
books.
This book. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I read that book entirely, and I fell in love with it, and I said, you know, I can do this. So I tried
mm-hmm.
it, and that's what triggered me.
And you did
that
it.
Book on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to manifesting, and I know some of these questions aren't in the lineup, but I know you're quick wit, so you can, you know, flow, right? But so, you know, like as far as when it comes to manifestation, you know what I'm saying? Because you had the idea, you know, you actually took the action when you were overseas and you actually saw it manifest, right? So
mm-hmm.
Like what suggestion or what advice, like how was that process? I want you to talk about the process as far as like having an idea and manifesting it. What would you give to us to tell if somebody was trying to write a book, you know, that whole process?
The process was, it started easy because
mm-hmm.
for me, I had time. It takes time to write it. You know, I had,
okay.
you know, what, 7 months. To sit there one day a week for 24 hours to write. So I took all that time to create this. You know, so if you don't put forth the time, then it's not going to get done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I invested the time. I could have been working out, could have been playing intramural sports. I could have been doing a whole bunch of different other things upon the base that they had to offer. But I decided to write my book. So
mm-hmm.
I invested that time. And once I completed it, you know, it was just a matter of time before I had to actually get it published. What the manifestation started when I actually went out in 2014 and went with that publishing company I was trying to tell you about, who referenced me as Biggest Malls and P. Diddy. You know, I thought
I can't believe he did that.
Oh, he did.
Like,
well,
he literally referenced that? Like, that was bold.
He said this is going to be like P. Diddy and Biggie Smalls, and I'm going to get 80%, you're going to get
20%.
Yeah, I was ready to walk out.
Some type of bitch. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he thought I was fine. I don't know who you thought I was, but to say the least, it didn't really start hitting me until years later. The book just came out last year, again,
mm-hmm.
and it's been mm-hmm. written since 2009. So it took a long time to actually get it, you know, to a surface or a platform to where it is now. I have to go back and research and figure out what I want to do. Outside of the money that I lost the first time, like I said, I lost thousands of dollars the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But with research and kind of like networking with people who kind of know the industry a little bit,
mm-hmm.
it worked out better this time. Like I never thought this book would be in Barnes and Noble, you know, online, or I never thought it would be in Amazon. I never thought it would be what it was. All I wanted it to be was in my friend's hand. And I don't care if I had to print it out, which is what I did. I printed it out at a church when I was in Korea. I went to the church house because they had free paper and ink. And I deliberately went in there and I printed out this smut and stapled it together. And I kind of fancied my hot glue on it.
And you gave it out to people. And one thing about it, though, Brandon, one thing about it that I see is that you were determined. You know what I'm saying? You had an intention which was pure, you know, of heart. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to make your friends laugh. And then you were determined. You know, you just kept that determined. That's one thing about you, period. You're always determined and you're always driven. And you, anything that you set your mind to, you actually, even with your whole college, you know what I'm saying? I watched you go through that whole struggle, you know what I'm saying, with your college. And, you know, when you finally graduated, I was like, wow, he did it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
you didn't have to be ambitious, you know? And it just wins to my ambition, I think, that I am able to set my mind towards doing something and complete it. You just got to be able to say you're going to do it and follow through. People say what they want to do all the time. I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. But to say that you are going to do it, that's what speaks volumes to me. I am going to do it and then living up to it.
People and then you're actually doing it.
Yeah, yeah, people sitting around every day thinking they should have, could have, would have. Oh, I would have done that. Well, I should have done that, you know. I could have done it too.
Right.
You know, but when you, it's something about me, when you say I am going to do it, you know, I'm going to hold you to it, and I hold myself to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that. But I'm going to the mall tomorrow, and I'm going to do this, or I'm going to read that book. I'm going to lose 20 pounds, and, you know, I'm going to hold you to it. But the difference for me is if I say it, I'm actually going to do shit, you know. And I like to keep that.
Yeah. So basically, you know, what you're saying is that when you say something, that when you say that you're going to do something, do it. And that's what, you know, that's how you manifest, and that's how you get, you know, your goals accomplished, because you set out a goal and you actually take the action to do it, no matter what it takes.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's important. That's a personal lesson that you actually was teaching me over the years. But so, yeah. All right. So the content of this book, you know, what most influenced you by the content? And let me say this, the content as well as the authors, like how – because I remember you said in your one of your interviews that, you know, a friend of yours thought that the book was about him. But it wasn't really about him, you know what I mean? But it was, you know, what about the characters and, yeah, go ahead.
So
what about the content?
A lot of people could relate to the characters in the book. Some people thought it personally related to them because it's so realistic. You know, the scenes and the locations and the material itself. The dynamic of the book, it was very relatable to everyone's everyday life and one's relationship, one's their day-to-day. And so when you're reading it, you can connect and be like, I know if it doesn't relate to you, you know somebody who it probably did relate to. You know, you know somebody mm-hmm. who's been together. You know somebody been together a long time. You know someone who at one point in time expecting their first child. You know somebody who's cheated. You know, you probably mm-hmm. cheated on. You know, there's so many different people, you know, that can relate to it. And that the topic that you're talking about with my buddy who said he thought it was about him, he works in pharmaceuticals. And at this time, he did not. No, his wife worked in pharmaceuticals. So she mm-hmm. was thinking that it was related to them, just switched up a bit. And I was like, no. I didn't even know his wife in 2009. He wasn't even married in 2009. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
was something that just, in my head, I was like, what can a black man do in mm-hmm. 2009 that makes decent money without selling drugs?
Yeah.
You know? And so I mm-hmm. I put it as, you know, pharmaceutical. He can work in a pharmaceutical company in downtown, in Dallas, that's that. Let's do it where I live.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So, I try to make it a hub to where people, you know, Dallas is a very known city. And mm-hmm. it's kind of, you know, just kind of went from there.
Okay.
I hope I answered that question, okay?
You did. Yeah, you did. So Brenda, I know, we are in the half of the hour. We're at the break point, so we're going to go ahead and play a song and just take a quick break. And then when we come back, I just want to kind of ask you more a little bit about the book. And, you know, we're going to kind of go into some of the other things that you're doing as well. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back, all right?
All right. See you soon. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We the best music.
I worked my whole life for this one.
Yeah.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Shining, yeah.
Twin babies, don't let me have a son.
fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage, 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 savage. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage, 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 savage. I shoot even where I'm with 12 solo albums, all platinum. I know you ain't, I ain't talking numbers, right? I know you ain't, I ain't talking summers, right? I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying boss when you a runner, right? Plain paddock, then had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a palace,
shining. Shining, 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 yeah.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tribe Radio. This is your host, Haru, and tonight we are interviewing from one of my special editions on Empowerment Men Monday. I'm interviewing one of my great friends, Brandon Warwick, on his book that he has. The book is entitled Catching Hell. Purchase this book on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. And then they have some other platforms that you guys can catch it on as well. Great book in erotic fiction. You know, it's some real juicy, real raunchy, you know what I'm saying, if you're into that kind of thing. You know, just a great read, you know what I mean? So, yeah. All right, Brandon, you still with us?
I am here.
All right, great. So, this is a fictional book, right? Erotic fiction. So, you know, does this book have any of your personal experiences in it? I know you said that it wasn't about your homeboy, but yeah, tell us about that. It's not related to you whatsoever, not even a little bit.
No, not even a little bit.
Okay.
Not even a little bit. This book has nothing to do with me. People have asked me, you know, they've asked me that, you know, is this book, you know, talking about you or, you know, any of this? No, there's nothing related to me whatsoever. The only thing that ties me to this book is my words.
Okay.
And what I've done to you, that's it.
All right. That's good. So, I mean, that's a good question to ask because a lot of times, you know, the author pretty much projects something that kind of, you know, influences their life a little bit. They may not, you know, they may change the characters around and all that good stuff, but you're saying that this book has no relation to you, your experience whatsoever. So, right.
None whatsoever.
Okay. All right. So, Kia, I know you with us. Kia, did you have anything to ask Brandon?
I don't know if I caught the year that he said he had wrote the book or when did he start it, how long did it take him to write it and get everything together. I don't know if I missed that or if he didn't say it at all yet.
Yeah,
Brandon.
So I wrote the book in 2009. 2009 was the year that I wrote the book. But it didn't technically come out officially. The first time was 2014 is when I tried to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then, John and Barnes & Noble was just last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
2009, I wrote it, and 2017 is when it actually came out.
Okay.
So it had all those years of it. Yeah, it took a while. I tried to put it out 14, but that's when the guy tried to. Like I said, he tried to get me.
Yeah.
So I took it off, you know.
That's 8 years, you know. So the whole process of writing this book took 8 years.
To get it officially published.
You're right. To get it officially put eight. Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Officially. Now I tried in 2014.
But you got fucked.
You know, and it actually came out, but I dropped it off the shelves. I mean, I dropped it. I took it off the website and everywhere because basically what happened was I let him have full control. I just paid him money to do a job that he couldn't do. So he told me, "Oh yeah, I can do this. I can do." I wasn't invested in that book. The first time, I just wanted to throw money to get it out there. You know, but that just happened. And I did sell a couple of I sold a few books. But I decided not to continue the sales because it was trash. Like there were so many errors in that book. It was it was just embarrassing because I freestyled when I wrote it. I didn't think it was gonna be what it is today. I just wrote the book because my friends could have been like, "Oh, okay, this is how he talks, or whatever." But I gave the book to him to clean it up for other, you know, real readers to read it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wasn't going to sell that with my name on it without those grammatical errors. Not to say that this book now is 100% perfect because there are a few errors in there. I'm just going to throw that out there. There are some out there, and that wouldn't be me if I wouldn't be honest and say that. But it's
of
not
course.
Anything. It's not anything that's going to ruin the book, you know. Some people just gonna read it and you don't, you know.
Well, I guess if you were like in the business and you were critiquing, like if your intention was to critique and all of that, you'll probably see all that shit. But from an author's standpoint, you know what I'm saying, you know that there was errors, but the intention of your book will sell it alone. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you did great, you know what I'm saying, and you put your best work out there. So that's it, right?
Yeah, and from a reader standpoint, sorry, I don't mean to interject, but
oh, you're good.
Amazing.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm LA.
Okay, LA, how are you?
LA, what's up? I'm great. But look,
right.
I got the book. I bought the book. I read it in a fucking less than 2 days. I couldn't stop.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I couldn't wait to come up to read it. You know, it's like I had to finish. I had to see what was going to happen. So I applaud him because he did an amazing job. You know, he did an amazing job. And to know him personally as a friend, I was like, damn, yo, you did that. Like, that was good. Like, it was really good. So.
Yes. Okay. You enjoyed it. Okay.
I did.
So I want to ask you, L.A., so tell the people why they should buy the book.
You should buy the book because it's, number one, it's creative. You know, it has the suspense. It has this, like she said before, it's relatable. You know, everybody's been in relationships where, you know, you're on, whether you're the male or you're the female. It was definitely relatable to me as far as how the woman felt, how she reacted to the situation, and also being a baby mother. You know, it's relatable to reality. To me, it was reality. You know, it wasn't something that, oh, this shit never happened. This is bullshit. It was a aspect of, fuck, like, this is real. Like, this could really go down the way that he wrote it to go down, you know?
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
It's
relatable.
You know? It was relatable. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So yeah, it keeps you. So what you guys are saying that it keeps you engaged, right?
It keeps you engaged. Yes, it's definitely intriguing. It really is. It's like, oh my god, like what? How he gonna get out of this? How he gonna handle this? Because as a woman, you see the man to you want to see a strong man handle certain situations. You know what I'm saying? So like, damn, how he gonna handle this? You know?
Right.
So
absolutely.
As a woman, I appreciated, even though I didn't necessarily always agree with how he handled the situation, but at least he dealt with it. At least he addressed
it.
You know,
he
dealt with it. So I appreciated that in the book.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, LA. I definitely appreciate your insight
thank
on
you.
That. So, guys, hey, you're welcome.
Get
so, guys, hey, huh?
Get the book.
Okay. Get the book. Okay. All right. So, guys, get the book. You know, make sure you guys get the book. Again, the book, to purchase the book, is going to be in the show notes. You know, you can get it on Amazon. You can also get it on Barnes & Noble. And, guys, it's relatable. You know, it relates to some real-life shit, some stuff that, you know, you guys may have experienced or you guys can relate. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's very important to purchase this book. You know, it's just great. And a lot of people love these type of reads. You know what I mean? So, like, if you're on the plane traveling or, you know, you just want to just kind of get away, you know, with some me time, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, erotic fiction, you know what I'm saying? So, definitely a great genre, you know, to get. So, Brandon, my next question for you is why erotic fiction?
I just wanted to reach a certain audience, you know, because I put smut in it. I talked about sex and, you know, all the details that I put into that book. I have to classify it as an erotic fiction. So when you are writing a book, they ask you specific questions that is going to relate to. So when they ask me what genre is this book, you know, I'm thinking, just black people, you know, just black genre, you know. I want ethnic. It's an ethnic book, you know. But
right.
They, you know, told me no. We need to know a specific genre.
Yeah,
and so I had to come up with, you know, erotic fiction because it had a lot of sexual content in it. You know,
and people love that.
Some people do that. They love it if it's written in a book that's undisclosed. Now, I couldn't have a book on there with a big hot, you know, man, a big hot woman on there. You know, I couldn't do all that.
Right. I get it. So it's a touch of class to it.
Yeah. They, you know, because some people of business and stature, they want to read the book on a plane. They want to read it in the airport. And some people feel embarrassed or, you know, a little bit, you know, unjustified to have a book like that.
It definitely gets you
hot. It definitely gets you hot. Look at her, girl. Look, I kind of think you over there hot and bothered right now. Hold on. No, I'm just playing.
I had to read it in my private time.
You had to read it in your private time?
Private time only. Not at work.
love it.
This woman did say she read it at work and she had to.
Yes. So, you know, so I want to point something out, that this book actually invokes your sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? And then we all know that to be in tune and tapped into the sexual energy is also very important. That's something that we all do, whether it's in private or whether it's with our mates or whatever. But it kind of invokes that sexual energy with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's exciting when you read it, right?
It gives you the urge. Absolutely. That's what I wanted to do, too. For the reader, I wanted to do something that was going to be like, for a woman, I wanted to feel a tingle. Pull out your toy. It's okay. Read that book and then pull out that toy from your nightstand or under your mattress or your little bag or under the bed, wherever it is. Go pull it out after you know you don't need a toy. Lift your fingers or your fingers.
Brandon, you still crazy. I love it.
Well,
yes.
Put your fingers between your thighs.
I didn't know my fingers were so nasty until I read it.
So, you know,
see?
Oh my God. I feel like I started to get to know him when I read the book. Like, oh my God.
Really?
I knew him personally.
Okay.
But when I read the book, I was like, oh my God, my friend is a fucking freak. Like, a freak-a-leak type.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
What the fuck? I said, oh,
yeah.
Man, we get along. He's a freak.
All right. So, all right, Brandon, just to let you know that we have about 10 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how long you got with me, but, you know, I just have a few more questions for you. You know what I'm saying? Well, we have 10 minutes until the, you know, hour ends as far as the show. But I just have a few more questions. Now I don't want to keep you too long, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, is there going to be another book?
There will be another book. I'm actually working on another book right now, Duncan. Now you're getting an exclusive. This is coming to you first. I am working on another book. I did say I was going to do a children's book because I didn't want to do any more books like this because I didn't want people to perceive me a certain way. You know what I'm saying? People are like,
okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, with my professional background that I have and being a, you know, at a certain caliber, I didn't want people to associate me with this book to be this way when it's a fiction. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
And so,
I do.
You know, your reputation and your career could be tarnished and wiped away like that. You know, it was loud as fuck.
Okay, wait a minute. So wait. So you're saying something very key. You know what I'm saying? So are you saying that you want to kind of change the genre of the book? Or, like, it's not going to be a sequel to this?
I'm not going to say that it's not. I'm just saying that when this book came out in my job interview, I was asked about it. When I was in my first professional job after I graduated, book came up. They researched me. They Googled me. And they saw that I wrote an erotic fiction. And they thought that working in my field, it was frowned upon.
So you have to be mindful.
You got to be mindful of what you put out to your job. My career and my background spoke for itself. So it trumped what that book was. You know, I was like, hey, this is just a hobby. This is something that I've done. This is not true. It's a fiction. It does not represent me. It does not define who I am as a person. It's just material for people to read if they want to read. You know, people who know me can definitely vouch for me and say, hey, he is about this, he's about this, he's about this. But his mind, therefore, what he put in that was, you know, I will say it was a surprise. It surprised a lot of people. But that's all it is. It's a surprise, and it's not that what I put in there 100% that's not the case. And I don't think that what I write in that book to entertain people should be, you know, dictated by my income. You know what I'm saying? So, say the least.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great. So, Brandon, what has been some of your biggest challenges as an author?
Recapping, the biggest challenges has been finding a publishing company that was going to give me the amount that I wanted. You know, trying to get it published itself was a challenge. I told you about
the guy. So was that your business?
Outside
of that, because we already went over that. So outside of all of that, right, what has been, are there any other?
Financial obligation to it.
Because you said thousands that you wasted on the whole publishing thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so basically what you're saying is that you have to put in, you have to invest even in your own book.
Yes, if you're going to self-publish, yeah, you got to definitely invest into that. If you don't invest into it, then how are you going to make the money when you self-publish? Now, if you go sign with a company, then they will give you a stipend or whatever, but you have to make that your job. That is your job. You're a full-time author. You know, so
you're self-published.
Yeah, I'm self-published, yes.
Okay. So that ties into my next question, you know what I'm saying? Like, what advice or suggestion, rather, would you give to an aspiring author?
Research, and more research on a publishing company. And before you start to research, you know, actually dedicate the time to actually write the book. Don't say, you know, if you're going to do it, then do it. You know, just do it, like, you know, fucking Nike. Just do the shit. If you're going to sit here and say, oh, I want to write, a lot of people have told me, I want to write a book. Okay. you know, that's what I said earlier. You know, you want to do this, you want to do that. You know, once you commit to actually writing it, I tell people all the time, write it. It don't have to be done in one day. Write different pieces and then like a journal and then piece it together. And then once you really get into it, you can go back and add what you wrote on the 1st to the 30th because they're going to tie in together at some point. You know, tie the shit together and then give it to an editor who can actually make it flow. And they will give you the direction. Okay, you wrote this, but you said that she wanted to do this in one paragraph, but the next paragraph you said she wanted to do something else. Which do you want? You know, find a really good editor. You know, once you get that editor, you know, then you can get it published. Now, the thing that worked for me is I went with a company through self-publishing that had an editor and a publisher, you know. So they did both, and they came back and gave me way more detail. I got to the point to where I was just like, shit, did I write this book? You know, so they was like, well, you know, you want to do this, you want to do that. We need permission to do this. You said this. Like, I was like, oh, this is too much. I don't got time. Like, I don't want to do this.
Wow.
Yeah, it really got to that point to where I was like, I don't want to do this.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, how did you push through that?
How did I push it back?
No, how did you push through that? Like, you know, those feelings.
Dedication. I just dedicated that time. I was like, whenever they would email me and say this, you know, I sat there and I said, you know what? I got to have the faith. I got to have the hope to do it, you know, and I did it.
Believe in what you believe.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You see? Absolutely. He did.
And believe
in yep. Yep.
And
that's one thing he does. And you do.
And
absolutely.
I feel like I deserve it. And I feel like I was worth it. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Yes, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Okay, all right. So, guys, again, if you want to purchase Brandon's book, you know, you guys can use the link in the show notes to purchase this book directly on Amazon. And also it's available on Barnes & Noble as well. The book is called Catching Hell by Brandon Lee Warrick. And so, Brandon, you know, just you're doing a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? You're an author. You know, you're doing the author. You know, you're doing that for yourself. And also you have, you know, like your.
Hello?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Yeah, okay, yeah, with technical difficulties, okay. So, also in addition to that, you know, you have fitness, right? So you just recently got your degree as a fitness trainer. Tell us about a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's an associate's degree, but, LA is actually one of many clients that I've whipped into shape.
It's the real deal, okay? Shit.
You know, I try to cater to what the people want.
Ain't no slack.
Yeah. Ain't no, okay. love it.
Are you serious?
You know,
but see, okay, so you're very stern.
So, but yeah, I did recently get that. I graduated from that with my CCAF, it's the military degree. And so I got that, so I kind of know what I'm doing there. So it's my second degree. I don't utilize it for financial gain. I just utilize it
for fun.
Yeah,
okay.
For knowledge. Yeah, knowledge and fun.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all good. Knowledge, wisdom, growth, all that good stuff. All right, so Brandon, who's your favorite author?
Sister Soulja.
Yes. Have you read Midnight? Did you read Midnight?
I have not read Midnight. You know why? Because my buddy, I have another buddy who's probably taken over. His name is Sean Thompson. He wrote, he have a new book coming out called More and one called Homie, Lover, Friend. And that's a pretty good book here, too. And he's local here in Dallas.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Nice. I love. Go ahead.
No, I said I've been reading those books, so you know you probably should check those out too. It was kind of giving him a little shine there.
Okay, I've never heard of him, but okay. All right. And you said what's his name?
Sean Thompson.
Sean Thompson. Okay, and give me one of his books so I could pull it up.
Homie, Lover, Friend.
Okay.
And he has another one coming out soon called More.
Called More.
Yes.
Okay.
Who I got R. Kelly shit. But more, but most importantly, for the viewers or the listeners who will purchase the book, you know, and you know, you are also included in this too, host. I'm gonna need those selfies for when you actually purchase the book to send me a selfie so I can post it on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I saw all your pictures, all your friends purchasing your book, so I do understand that that is very important to you. I get it.
Yes, I like to, I like to post those pictures up there. I'm waiting on LA too.
It's coming.
She has the book.
Okay.
But
it's going to be in Jamaica.
Hey.
Okay.
The book is going all the way to Jamaica.
Love it. International. Yes.
International.
Yes, baby. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All right. So, Brandon, we are actually done here, but it's just one last thing. You know, just what words of inspiration do you want to leave with the world?
My words I love the most is live, love, and laugh. I love that saying so much.
Mm-hmm.
You just live, you love, and you just laugh. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Learn from your experiences,
and
drink. You know, cause that, and, I
and drink
if you and drink. You know, in moderation, but have fun and drink and live, love, laugh is the main thing.
Share.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. Sounds like you guys are having a good time.
I'm sorry. We're actually walking along.
I apologize.
We're walking along.
No, you're good. No need. No need. Okay, no need, baby. This show was very authentic. This show was real. This show was raw. It was full of laughs. You know what I'm saying? So, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I know that you really didn't know what, you know, my show was truly, truly about. But, I mean, I thank you for, you know, having the courage to just come on with me, you know, and do this. So, thank you so much.
No, it's been quite entertaining, and you had me on for over, we've been going for over an hour here, so.
I know. We're done.
Well, I know. This is not a problem. It's good.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah. It's good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, you know, me and you, we can talk all day, but yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, I didn't want to take you too long because I know it's, you know, after hours, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to keep you too long. And L.A., thank you so much for weighing in.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Yes, 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 indeed. All right.
What's your radio name?
I'm Haru. I'm Haru.
It's who?
Haru. H-U-R-U. Haru? Uh-huh, Haru, yes.
I like that Haru.
You
yes.
Like Haru, yeah. It's with the ancient,
yes.
I don't know if you guys know about African mythology, but it's in reference to African mythology and Haru and Set, you know what I'm saying, which is kind of, you know, good and evil, you know what I'm saying? So Haru is the good one and Set is the evil one, you know what I'm saying? So I go by Haru, which is the representation of light. So
ooh,
that's what
you
it means.
Evil.
No. I don't go by Set. I go by Haru, which is light. But I can be evil, though. Brandon can contest to that.
Y'all got a little hell in you,
man.
We all got a little hell. And that's why I really could relate to the title Catching Hell, because we all catch motherfucking hell, okay?
We
every
do.
Motherfucking day, we catching hell.
Exactly.
We do. Exactly, exactly. Okay, Brandon, well, we're done, Brandon. Thank you again so much, Brandon.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Proud of you. Yes, and
yes.
Everything that you accomplished. You have
yes.
come a long way, and I am
yes.
grateful to witness
yes.
it all.
Yes.
All right, Brandon. Well, I will chat with you later, Brandon. Again, L.A., thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to go out with Big Shot.
Thank you, Haru.
You're welcome, baby.
Get
all right,
the
all right, Brandon.
Get the
All right,
yeah, absolutely. Peace and love, Brandon.
Peace and love.
And happiness.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so.
All right. Live what? What
love.
Is it called? Live. Okay. Live
love.
And laugh. There we go. Tell Frisco I say hello.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Wakanda. Welcome.
Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter inside.
No.
Outside. Cocaine white body look like just out. Emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter inside.
Hold on.
Outside. Cocaine white body look like just out. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Served up, work for a kung fu. Kenny got juice, got work, got weight, got plenty, got them, got hurt, got more, got biggie, yeah. Top off, getting topped off in the city, big top dog, and I dance on them like Diddy. Pop off and I pop back like Diddy, yeah.
I hit the ceiling and forgot about the flow, yeah. Rain so big, got my head up on the road, yeah. This be the way, plus I live on the coast, yeah.
When I touch a bag, young nigga do the most, yeah. And I what kind of flex, yeah. And you know what time it is, yeah. But don't know what grinding is, yeah. Baby, I care. Baby, I swear. Only one real nigga here. Only two real niggas here, yeah. Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter inside.
No.
Outside. Cocaine white body look like just out. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter inside.
Hold on.
Outside. Cocaine white body look like just out. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah.
Big shot. Perked up, sarked up, nigga like Pizzy. Flight suit, bout to slide down Space City. Top down, she down, under like Iggy, yeah. It's lit. Locked y'all when the night call too litty. Knock off, get your rocks off, got plenty. Got rocks, got J's, got Ye, got Litty, yeah. I need my engine, she need extensions.
Yeah.
Don't be the center attention, just play your position. Got my life on a yacht mission, cause they been a vision. Running through these racks like I'm Moses off the booth. Hop out the trees, whipping the fog in the lead. Fog it can't breathe, fuck around over for lead. Out in the street, chew with the game, make it sweet. Big shot, fuck it, your name like I'm Steve.
Big shot,
hold up, wait.
Peanut butter inside,
no.
Outside, cocaine white body look like just out. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot.